There's an English word I think that we need to redeem. I think it's gone to the point where the meaning of this word has almost been completely obscured. And that word is love. It's not that this word is being avoided at all. We could probably say with a lot of safety that most of the songs we listen to are about relationships, about love, about breakups. We hear it on the news, we see it in poems. We also see it in rallies with slogans written, "Love is love." But what does this four-letter word mean? Because if we do not understand what it truly means, then we will miss out and misunderstand the deepest truth about Christianity. See, understanding what love is critical for evangelization, because in English we really only have one word for love. See, with the same breath I can say, "God loves you," and then I can also say, "I love ketchup chips." So when I go out to schools to teach students about the basic gospel message of God's love, the students look at me like I'm crazy. Because if God loves me like I love chips, then this love isn't so special. It isn't so salvific. And so there's a lot of variety of definitions of love. No, I heard someone define love as the greatest and worst thing that could ever happen to a person. So that person's a little bit jaded, maybe. Yet the most common definition of what love is in our modern society is that it's an intense romantic feeling. And so in light of this definition, the slogan "Love is love" makes a little bit more sense, right? How I feel is how I feel, which is true. Yet, we find that this idea of love does not coincide with our deepest intuitions about what love truly is. When we think of a heroic love, we don't think about heroic feelings. Right? You don't get a medal of honor for having feelings. And so, we turn to our rich Catholic tradition, which gives us a very robust and a complete understanding of what love truly is. And so if we turn to St. Thomas Aquinas, he says this: "Love is willing the good of the other person." Love is willing the good of the other person. Desiring the good of the other. And so love in this case is not a noun. It's a verb. It's something we do and not a thing as such. And so it's the movement of the will to desire and do the good for the other person. And so this is related to another definition of love, which comes from St. John the Cross. And he says this: "To love is to give everything. It's to give oneself completely." Love is the gift of self. And when we desire the good of the other person, this desire and action becomes a gift. By desiring and carrying out the good for the other, you make a gift of yourself to the other person. And so we can bring it practically, right? Think about a mother who has to get up at 2 a.m. to look after her child, right? Or the husband who's taking care of the wife who is sick, right? These two groups of people, they desire the good for the other person, either nurturing the child or the good health of the wife, right? And in sacrificing, in loving, in these actions, they reveal their love. These actions become the gift of themselves, right? And so any mother waking up at 2 a.m. can say, there are not very many intense romantic feelings at 2 a.m, right? Or when the husband is taking care of the wife and they've got the flu and they're just puking and sneezing or whatever, right? That's not very romantic. But Bishop Fulton Sheen will tell us that love is measured not by the amount of emotion, but by the amount of sacrifice. Love is not measured by the amount of emotion, but the amount of sacrifice. And sacrifice is nothing other than the gift of self. And so when we hear in our readings today that, and we proclaim that mystery, that God is love, it begins to make a little bit more sense. Right? God is not, when we think of God as love, he's not just this eternal, ethereal feeling. God is a communion of self gift, where the Father makes a gift of himself to the Son, and the Son, in gratitude, makes a gift of himself to the Father. And the love that is so strong between the Father and the Son, the literal love between them, is the Holy Spirit. That's the mystery of the Trinity. That's the mystery of our God, who is love. And this mystery isn't just pie in the sky. The mystery of our God, who is love, desires to abide in you, desires to abide in me. So when we hear that God loves us, don't think just about feelings, but think about God desires to make a gift of himself to you. He's holding his heart out to you and offering it to you. And he gives us this gift every day through the Eucharist. And so therefore, let us respond with a love that is full of deep devotion, not just full of feeling, but full of true sacrifice, full of the gift of ourselves.